Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can go to our Facebook or our Twitter page by going to the website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. And coming up this hour, Mark Merrill, All-Pro Dad Executive Director. Welcome to the program, Mark.
I'm sorry, what?
Mark, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you?
I am just fine myself, Steve Bakken and Scott Hennon with you on What's on Your Mind. And give us a little rundown. What is the All-Pro Dad program, and what is it designed to do?
Well, hey, Scott and Steve, great to hang with you guys for a few minutes. The All-Pro Dad program is a national program designed to reach out to fathers, get them connected with their kids, and give them the resources they need to be the best dads that they can be.
We have also Tom Fire here from the North Dakota Family Alliance. He's got a bold goal to have 100 of these All-Pro Dad chapters all throughout North Dakota. And, of course, the reason you picked this week is to celebrate is the North Dakota Family Week, right, Tom?
Yes. As we've been sharing, this is Family Week, as proclaimed by Governor Dalrymple, to share the importance of the family. And our specific focus this year is on fatherhood, and that's why we chose to become involved with All Pro Dad. And Mark, it's great to talk with you personally. Have not had a chance to do that, and we're just so appreciative of the work that you've done and the response that you've had in working with us. We do have a pretty lofty goal of 100 All-Pro Dad chapters in the state, and we're having an event tonight here in Fargo, and probably in January we'll do the same sort of event in Bismarck. That's where we have a kickoff. Phil Hansen will be speaking, and we'll really be asking the question of the dads there, if they would be interested in starting an All-Pro Dad chapter in their school. Tony Dungy's quote that I'm looking at here in his book, "You are in a place that no one else occupies." And that's, I think, a challenge to each and every dad. And so, Mark, I'm just very, very pleased that you can share with us.
And go ahead, Mark. Sorry.
Tom, that's fine. Tom, we are very grateful for what you guys are doing and really appreciate North Dakota Family Alliance and what you guys do, not only in this, but so many other issues. And, of course, I think we all agree that this is a huge issue and the importance of dads being involved in their kids' lives.
And, by the way, we have a twofer today. We not only have the executive director of the All-Pro Dad organization, we also have Tony Dungy, the founder, at least on tape here. And, Steve, you got the first question for Tony, and then we'll continue this conversation with Mark here.
Yeah, I want to ask Tony Dungy, why did you design your program the way you did, and why is it effective?
Well, we started the All-Pro Dads Days as really a way to get fathers more connected at school. We know that anytime parents, but especially dads, are involved at school, it helps everything. It helps your child's performance. It helps the performance of the school. So how could we get dads there and be there with their kids more often? Well, obviously food helps. And so that was part of it. But really getting guys that idea of, hey, I can get together with my friends and their kids at school and do something great for our kids once a month, see if we could sacrifice. And it's turned out to be a wonderful program.
All right. So, Mark, bring us a little insight on how this works. How do you get dads to schools? How does the All-Pro Dads work? Talk a little bit more about what Tony's talking about here.
Sure. Well, the cool thing is we are already in 1,400 schools. Many are public schools across the nation, and regular schools and Title I schools. And really what happens is it's a once a month breakfast where dads and kids get together with other dads and kids at the school, usually in the cafeteria. They eat breakfast together, spend time together, and then learn important life lessons to help them in their relationship and their relationship with other people. And it's really a cool thing because the dads will stand up at each of those meetings and talk about why they're proud of their son. Each dad will stand up and say, "I am proud of my son because," and it's not just something about that they did well on a test or they're now on the starting team for football, but it's rather some kind of character trait or something they did to really love and serve other people. So it's really an impactful event, and I guarantee you that when those dads go one time with their kids, the kids are going to be the ones that are clamoring and encouraging their dads to come. They'll be saying, hey, Dad, when's the next All-Pro Dad's Day?
Great program. Another question for Tony Dungy. Why are you so passionate about fatherhood?
I was really, really blessed to have a great dad. I didn't know it at the time, but the time that my dad spent with me, taking me to practice, playing catch with me in the backyard, taking me up to his office at his school and showing me what he did for work, those were special times. Going to games later on, Detroit Tiger baseball games, University of Michigan football games, just spending that time and helping me develop my character as a young man, it was just a special time. As I got older, I realized not everybody had that. And I could see the benefits that I got from my dad being around. And that's one of the things I wanted to impress upon young men, that of all the things we do and the careers we build, the money that we make, all of that's great, but the important thing is what kind of impact we can have on our families and especially our children. So that's why I'm passionate about fatherhood, because I had the benefit of having a great dad.
And, Mark, it sounds like, obviously, Tony said time about half a dozen times in less than a minute there. This really is about just quality time with your kids as a dad, right?
It is. It is. And a lot of times, you know, quality is important, but sometimes we focus too much and say, oh, well, I just spend quality time with my kids. And I don't have a lot of time, but I spend quality. But really what kids need is quantity time. I mean, think about it. How many times have you ever heard your kids say to you, Dad, hey, we have played way too much. Why don't you go back to the office and get some things done? Of course not. They want quantity time.
And obviously, you know, by saying I'm going to put a date on the calendar once a month, it's all pro, Dad. You're starting something. You're sparking something, right, Tom?
Right. And I just wrote down commitment. When a dad says I'm going to be at that breakfast once a month, that's a commitment. And as a child, they pick up on that. My dad has made a commitment that he's going to be there with me, and that'll last a lifetime.
And another question we had for Tony Dungy was about advice, really, about just, you know, hey, we're obviously the chapters, you know, the bold goal from Tom and the North Dakota Family Alliance is to have 100 of these chapters. So what is the number one thing a father can do to positively impact the lives of their children as they spend more time with them? Let's ask Tony that question.
And when I look back on my life as a child growing up and look at what my dad did for me, the number one thing was really just being around. He was a school teacher, so when I'd come home, he was there. Weekends, he was there, and that was special. I took it for granted. I'd have games on Friday night. My dad would be in the stands watching, and I can't tell you what that meant, more so than, hey, a great Christmas present or some type of trip or a new car, a new bike. Those things were fine, but it was more the fact that my dad was around. He cared about what was going on. He asked questions about what was going on in my life, and he supported me by just being there. That was the most important thing.
Let's get a quick phone call in here, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Larry in Underwood, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Hey, you know, I'm kind of confused here with Governor Dalrymple mentioning this family week, because when I tried speaking with his office here about 2 weeks ago, I asked him concerns about social issues. And one is the non-custodial parent. In North Dakota, generally, that's the dad. Spend quality time as a non-custodial parent with your child. Most of the time in North Dakota, you have to have deep, rich pockets, because you don't get any visitation established unless you go through a court system, which costs you a lot with attorneys. And in a lot of states, they have family court systems. And I asked his office about that, and they said, well, he can't start stuff like that. You have to go through your legislators. Well, I find it ironic that yesterday he was bragging about how he pushed stuff through for affordable housing. Why can't he push something through to have a family court system? So non-custodial fathers who are paying child support can see their children. My son has two children. And the closest one to him is less than a half hour away. And he maybe gets to see that child 5 to 6 times a year because the mother does not allow it. And I think that's just a crime. And we wonder why our society is going the way it is and our children are having problems. Dalrymple has to stand up and be a man of the people, not a man of the oil money. Anybody can spend somebody else's money, but our children need his help, whether he knows it or not.
Larry, we'll give Tom a chance to respond to that, because Tom spends a lot of time in the hallways of the legislature. The issue you raise is not a new one. It has come up numerous times in the legislature. We're going to actually take a break here, and when we come back, if you could give Larry an answer on whether it's Governor Dalrymple or the legislature, what, in your view, if anything more needs to be done in this area. But I know it certainly has been addressed, Larry, to your point. But we will tackle that when we come back. Plus more with Mike Merrill, the executive director of the All-Pro Dads on North Dakota Family Week. Stay tuned, folks.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For Midas Resources. Today, November 19th, 2013, gold opened at $12.78. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.24.58, $6.62.29 for a half ounce, or $3.31.15 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13.24.58, $6.62.29, and $3.31.15.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon. If you have any questions or comments for our guest, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Tom Fryer with us as well, and Larry brought up a great point going into the break, Tom. Quite often, if you're a non-custodial parent and you're a father, it is a big concern financially. You're strapped with such a financial burden, you have difficulty spending that quality time with your children. How do you get around some of that? How do you alleviate some of that?
Well, that's a real issue. I know there's policy involved, and that would, the best thing there, of course, would be to work with your legislators and really share just what the issue is that I believe you said was your son, is incurring, and try to get as good a legislation drafted as possible. And the one thing there, of course, is that now it becomes an issue that's debated, and that's always a good thing. I can tell you I do get many calls from individuals that are in that same situation, and most share the same sort of message as you're sharing with me. And I believe that there is an answer if we can sit down and talk about it in a policy arena. I just want to maybe kick this over to Mark. You know, this is not a fatherless situation, but many situations that we incur around the country and here in North Dakota is that we have a home where there is no father present. And All Pro Dads does open itself up to address that issue, does it not, Mark?
Yeah, I can tell you what we don't do. We're really not involved in addressing the legislative process as you guys are and as the caller suggested. And that's obviously a very important issue to tackle, and it's a very difficult issue to tackle. What we do is we make sure that we provide the resources for that non-custodial or custodial father to ensure that they can be the best dad that they can be, so that they can make sure that they are really connected with their kids. And even if they don't live in the same home or even in the same city, we have some of those tools and ways that dads can stay really well connected with their kids. And technology can be friend or foe, but technology can be a really cool thing. You know, for example, even my kids are all out of the house now, my five children, but last night I was on FaceTime with my daughter and spent about a half an hour just chatting with FaceTime face-to-face. Even though I couldn't give her a hug, I was able to do that. We're texting often. We're doing Google Hangouts. We're doing other things that can enable us to stay connected that way. And I realize that that's not the answer, but it does help to be able to stay connected in those other ways with our kids when we're not in the same home.
Dan in Bismarck has a question on All Pro Dads. We're chatting with the executive director of the group, Mark Merrill, and Tom Fryer from the North Dakota Family Alliance. It is North Dakota Family Week this week, and they're kicking off an effort to have 100 All Pro Dad chapters all across North Dakota. Go ahead, Dan, your question.
Oh, hey, guys. Great show. And I'm a dad, and I don't have a son, though. I've got three daughters, and I was just wondering if I can be an All Pro Dad as well.
Oh my goodness, I'd love to answer that one. Well, I have three daughters myself and I have two sons, so I'm in both of those categories, and yes, yes, and yes for those three daughters. I mean, that is absolutely so important, and it's being an all-pro dad isn't about being an all-pro dad to a young man, but also to a young lady, and that is absolutely just as important as being an all-pro dad to your son. There's no distinction. Both daughters and sons need that. Our sons, we know, you know, and not to put it too simplistically, but our son needs that validation and affirmation that, you know what, son, you've got what it takes to be a man of God. You've got what it takes to be an incredible man. And our daughters need to hear that validation too, but a lot of times that validation is, you know what, honey, you are absolutely beautiful. I'm constantly telling my daughters how beautiful they are, how God created them. I'm not just talking about outward beauty, like, okay, you look great. That's important. It really is, because God made us all in his image, including our daughters, and we need to validate their beauty. They are beautiful, not by the world standards always, but they are beautiful. They're beautiful inside and out in every way, and we need to constantly validate that in our daughters. And I can tell that my daughters crave that from me, and there's no young lady that doesn't.
Dan, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Steve in North Dakota. Steve, what's on your mind today for our guest?
Well, hey, I just wanted to, first of all, thank all you guys and your efforts, because I don't think there's anything more important than this. And we look at the cultural indicators in America right now, and growing up distance from your father is almost a linear relationship to bad outcomes in your life. And so one of the things I think that seems to me to be important in what you're doing is being a good father is cool. And that's not exactly what our culture is teaching right now. So that's great. And I want to say thanks to the Family Alliance, especially a pat on the back for Tom. He cringes whenever anybody says such a thing. True, you've done amazing things. And I wanted to tell your audience one other thing. I lost a son. And I was busy becoming who I was when he was a young boy. And I would live under a bridge without a penny to my name to spend 5 minutes with him now. So you guys... You guys got these, there's issues about your kids and seeing them and everything. It's cool to be a dad. And, don't blow it off. Don't put it on a second tier of importance in your life because, it doesn't always last forever.
Wow. Well, hey, this is Mark. You know, I just want to put an exclamation point upon what you said. And I think we could probably just finish up our conversation right now, guys, because what you just said was the most important thing. We never know what's going to happen in the next moment. We never know what's going to happen the next hour or even tomorrow or in the future. But we do know that we have today. We have that moment today. And so if there's a divide between you and your son or daughter, today's the day to rectify that, to reconcile with them, to say, I was wrong. Please forgive me. And then really to pursue them. There's nothing more important other than our relationship with our Heavenly Father than our children to have an incredible relationship with us, their earthly father. So thank you for sharing that. That pain can be used for good. And so thank you for sharing that with us today.
And no doubt probably prompted a few folks to say, okay, I can't, like, can't wait another day. I got to get to it.
Yep.
All Pro Dads, 100 chapters in the North Dakota, only less than a minute left, Tom. But anything else you want to say?
Yep. No, just to remind the folks in the immediate Fargo area of the kickoff event at Calvary United Methodist Church tonight, 7 o'clock, with Bill Hansen and kids and prizes and food and all those other things. And we'll be doing one of these in Bismarck in January.
All right. Sounds good. So look for that in Bismarck in January, one tonight. And ultimately... folks can do this wherever they're at, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so 100 chapters before this is all done in your school, in your church, in your neighborhood. Check it out. More details at allprodad.com as well as the North Dakota Family Alliance website as well. Mark and Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Celebrate North Dakota Family Week, folks. Back to your calls after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
And I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to your phone calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 on any and all topics. Here to wrap up the program, we do have a call we didn't get to for our guest, but we can roll that and welcome any comments regarding this, specifically about Tony Dungy and our interview with him and the questions on his support of the All-Pro Dad. So go ahead and roll that clip. We'll comment on it.
Hi, good morning. I have a question there or a comment about Tony Dungy. I'm a little bit confused. I know that you've been running a lot of things about Tony Dungy and the family, but, you know, I'm curious because Tony Dungy was an Obama supporter. Unless he's changed his mind now, I'd like to know that, because I know he was a big Obama supporter during his first campaign, and we know that if you're Obama supporter, then with Obama's stance on pro-abortion, I don't know if Tony Dungy, if he's changed his mind, but if he's still an Obama supporter, wondering how he can be a supporter of the family when he also supports Obama, who supports abortion. So just wondering if you could clarify that for me. Thank you.
I appreciate the call, and welcome others on it. Tom Fryer, I asked to tell me if he knew the answer to Tony Dungy's political support. I mean, I guess it's, you know, even if that were accurate, it would not preclude him to want to be part of an All-Pro Dad thing. Obviously, the abortion issue is separate from this. But what do you know of his support for Obama? Is he?
Yeah, I don't have any evidence that would indicate his support for abortion or even on the marriage issue. What I have read is that he was in support of the idea that an African-American was elected president. And he put that in his book. And he shared that publicly, but beyond that, I'm not sure of his positions.
Yeah, you know, I was happy when Barack Obama was elected president, and the fact that here's an African American, didn't agree with him politically, but I thought that's neat, you know, and I think a lot of people did. So I don't think being happy about the fact that an African American is elected president, regardless of whether you agree with his politics or not, means he's a quote unquote Obama supporter. If he is, I am too. But, and by the way, the reverse of this, we haven't talked about this, Steve, but I don't know if you saw Oprah Winfrey's comments on BBC saying, you know, the reason that Barack Obama has so many political opponents is because of his race. I think that is so offensive. It's not even funny. And, I would venture to say there's a lot of people that withhold their criticism for fear of being labeled racist. My criticism of Barack Obama has absolutely zero to do with the color of his skin. And if you put Barack Obama's policies in the form of a white president, I would be every bit as critical or more. I think it's, you know, that's ridiculous.
Well, and you know, the next time around, when Hillary runs on the Democratic ticket, you know that the sex issue is going to come up. It that's so disingenuous. It's judging an individual on the policies.
I think Oprah Winfrey's dead wrong. I don't think Barack Obama's unpopular or has critics because of the color of his skin. I think it's because of, look at Obamacare. Look at the economy. We can point to 100 other things other than the fact that I don't like the guy because of the color of his skin. I'm sure, you know, look, we only need to look to Leith, North Dakota to know there are folks that hold very radical viewpoints. But I would say that is a sliver. That is the tiniest of all slivers of people whose criticism of the president is because of the color of his skin. I think Oprah's out to lunch myself, but 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Who is next there, Steve?
Let's go to Sally up in Grand Forks. Sally, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Well, my original comment, and I'll get to it in just a second, had to do with the All-Pro Dads thing, which I think is great. But I since then, the whole race question has come up, and I just want to say this. A whole lot of these so-called racists that object to the Obama administration and his policies were gung-ho supporters of Alan Keyes. And I don't think anybody, I'm sick and tired of this color issue. We should look beyond that, as Martin Luther King said, look to the content of the person's character and what policies they pursue. Whether we want to support them or not should have nothing to do with whether we want to see a black person elected or whether we don't. That's not neither here nor there. If this were a white president and he were taking us down this path of destruction, I can imagine that we would be equally disgusted and dismayed by it. Anyway, going on to the point that I was going to make, and I heard what my friend Steve said, and I heartily agree with it. We never know. My own dad passed away. And of course, I'm an adult. So, I mean, I had the benefit of his being there. But, you know, I mean, he worked hard all his life, and I think sometimes we felt a little distance because, you know, work was very important to him, and he had a demanding job, and he pursued that his whole career. And, you know, when he was retired, he had other interests and stuff too, but I don't think any of us appreciated how much he meant to our family, that his presence and knowing that we wanted his approval in what we did, whether he was there voicing it all the time, and especially a lot of people in our culture up here in the North are not as necessarily, don't speak as much about it as they just show their presence. And it mattered to us that he would approve or not approve of what we did or what we said or how we lived our lives. And I would never have wanted, thinking about it, I would never have wanted his disapproval, even though we didn't have a lot of, you know, time to just hang out together through our childhood. You know, that was important to us. And there is a program, and I hope that the All Pro Dads will address this. There's a federal program, and I can't give you the citation of it right now. I have it somewhere, which reimburses social services for, like, dollar for dollar for what they can get from an absentee parent through child support. And I think that's an incentive to intervene and break families up. That's a monetary incentive to become involved in a negative way for social services within families. And I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen first, you know, right up front and personal. I've seen it destroy families. And the ones who are hurt the most are the children. And it breaks my heart when I see that happen. And
are you aware, Sally, that if I could interject here, I'll just ask Tom if he's heard of that.
No, I have not. But I very much am interested in pursuing that.
Yeah, so maybe if you could get some more information to Tom on that, because you don't want any disincentives, that's for sure. And I also want to share your comments about, you know, was the call earlier from Steve, for anybody that missed it, talked about having lost a son, and now, you know, every day saying, hey, I'd do whatever it takes, live under a bridge, if I could have five more minutes with him. I mean, that really is that's a wake-up call to all of us, which is why I think events like this All Pro Dad just, you know, take you out of your box a little bit, and hey, you know, all of a sudden, you know, a spark starts. It's tough. I mean, we have a senior in high school. Our oldest is a senior. I mean, I'll ask him, how was your day? Why do you ask so many questions? You know, in other words, you know, at that age, it's, you know, just even having a conversation is something you really got to push. You got to press, because, you know.
Right. And the All Pro Dads is more foundational in regard to usually elementary. So if you can establish that great relationship in on the elementary age, carries over to when they're a senior in high school and they want to know you.
Because you'll never get, trust me, you'd never get by with going to breakfast with your high school senior and standing up in front of his buddies and saying, why you're proud of him, right? They would they'd rather be under the table than hear that. But good point. Start at that young age but it is. And that's why I really think this is it's a great program, great idea. All right, who's next, Steve?
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Let's go to an off-air call we just recently had during the last break.
Yes, hi. This is RG from over here in Arista, North Dakota. I just wanted to call to comment on why we do or do not like our seated president right now. And I really rankle at the accusation from people on the left and the Oprah Winfrey's of the world or MSNBC. It's always about his race. That is just such hogwash. That is so disingenuous. It's all about his politics. It's about color. It's about the fact my blood runs red, white, and blue. I am a patriot. I was raised to be a patriot. I love my country. I serve my country. I honor my country and my flag and the values we stand for. That man does not in any way, shape, or form. That is why I oppose him. And I oppose 100% of the white people that sit on his side of the political aisle as well. And that's not racism. That's just pure politics. And that's my feeling on it. And I just really wish they put hammering that home because they're just causing a race divide in this country. They're the ones that are causing it. And that's reprehensible. All right, thanks so much.
All right, we got a new one to circle on the map, Steve Ariska. Thank you, RG. Appreciate the comments and certainly agree with you as well. I think it's designed to, number one, it's a pitch a little close to the batter to try and blow you back a little bit, less criticism, and also, unfortunately, play the race card and further that divide. I don't disagree. John, Grand Forks, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Hi, guys. Before I ask my question, you were talking about your older child, Scott. Yeah. I always told people, be aware from age 13 till maybe after high school, you're going to be dumb as dirt, and you got to deal with it.
I relish it. I don't mind it at all, but it's funny.
No, I just, my son and I didn't get along when he was 15. And one time I said, son, why we don't get along? Because you're exactly like me when I was your age. And I thought his head was going to blow off.
When he asked me, why are you asking so many questions after I've asked tough stuff like, how was your day at school? I usually say, because I love you, and it's my job as a dad to know. So, don't be offended.
Yeah,
it's called a conversation.
When things got bad, all I get is a grunt from that question. Just say, love you. I'm old, and my kids are in the 30s. And are there any uses for us old guys in that type of your pro-dad thing?
That's probably a question for Tom. Tom?
I did some things right, and I did a lot of things wrong. Yeah.
Well, absolutely, John. Two things I can think of right off, and one is that you encourage, I think I heard you say you had some sons, and if you have grandsons, that would be great to encourage them to start an all-pro-dad's chapter in Grand Forks. The other thing you can do, if in fact there is a grandchild or someone maybe in your community church that you have a very close relationship with, an appropriate relationship with, you could actually step in and be the dad at an All Pro Dads event.
North Dakota Family Alliance sponsoring the All Pro Dads kicking off this week. Carla Minot, when we come back. Don't go away, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
The North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Don from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions.
Don, farmers seem to use a lot of water to grow their crops. Shouldn't they be more worried about conserving it?
Most farmers are always looking for ways to improve, whether it's what they plant or what technological advancements they use. And water is no different. Farmers are constantly improving their water use efficiency. To be honest, it doesn't pay to over-irrigate or even to irrigate at the wrong time. Irrigation isn't cheap. And too much water at the wrong time can reduce crop yields. According to the National Agricultural Statistics Service, farmers have increased the efficiency of their water use by 49% in just the last 5 years. And they're still getting more bushels per acre, which means farmers are producing more with less. That's good for all of us.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page.
With Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hinnom. Final segment of What's on Your Mind for a Tuesday edition of the program. We've been talking about North Dakota Family Week this week, as declared by Governor Jack Dalrymple, and dads, all-pro dads, specifically in a new effort to get 100 chapters of this all-pro dad national effort. In North Dakota, Phil Hansen tonight will preside over an event in Grand Forks. There's one coming later this year, early next year in Bismarck. So
Bismarck later, but tonight it's in Fargo.
Tonight, Fargo. What did I say?
Grand Forks.
Did I? I said Grand Forks. What's what I actually meant the caller earlier wanted to know
yes.
what he could do in Grand Forks, and we understand there also is some chapters being set up in Grand Forks. So.
Yes, I believe there is a chapter set up in Grand Forks, and we will post it on our website. We don't know the location right now, but we'll post it on our website so that if someone wants to come there and check where there is one available, we'll have that for you.
NDFA.org?
Right.
Is that right? North Dakota Family Alliance, NDFA.org. Okay, let's get back to the phones there, Steve.
Squeeze another phone call in. Carl in Minot, what's on your mind today?
Thank you for taking my call. I think this deal with dads being able to get with the sons or daughters or whatever. The thing of it is that I was married, divorced, and remarried a few, quite a few years later. And I was talking to my oldest son at that. No, not the oldest one. But anyway. I was talking to my son, and he said, you know, Dad, I wish I'd have had a sister. And I says, Gerald, you do. I said, she's out there somewhere. She was adopted out because your granddad didn't want her, his daughter, your mother, to keep her. And that little statement that I made right there is what cut me off with my youngest son. I haven't talked to that boy, or rather seen that boy, in 40 years just because of that statement. But his brother believes me, but he doesn't. So
that's a tragic story, Carl. Any advice for any others out there? Would you share it again with him? I mean, was that too much information for him to handle, or what's your take after all these years of the difficulty in communicating with your son?
I've been suffering. He just because his brother, the one that believes what I told him, he doesn't hardly talk to him either. And I think it's very tragic. The mother wouldn't let me see them when they were younger. Even though I took care of support and stuff like that, there was always a way to get around it. And I haven't talked to my youngest son, like I said. I haven't seen him in 40 years. And he's only in Kansas.
Tough deal. Families are complicated. Families are definitely complicated. And, Carl, appreciate you calling and sharing. And good luck in resolving that situation. You know, Steve and Tom, something that stuck with me. Actually, I was at an event at our church. A parish mission came in, and Father Larry Richards was there. He was a fairly well-known writer and speaker on the parish circuit. He talked about asking parents to think about being on their deathbed, and that on your deathbed, will you say, well, I just would have, if I'd have done one more meeting, you know, if I'd have taken that one more call, or if I'd have just done that one more thing, then, you know, because we all do that, you know, especially dads, I think, well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, moms and dads both strive for success, but, you know, as a dad, you feel like head of household, you're responsible not only to your wife, but also to your kids, and there's always that one more thing you want to do to make sure you're providing for them, when really, something as precious as just the ability to have a conversation, going back to something Steve said earlier, of losing a son and wanting that back, so that's really stuck with me, just to think, you know, really having that conversation about, is it really that important that I miss dinner, that I miss this event, that I miss, an opportunity just to spend time, just running in errands.
Nothing as important as time. That's the one thing you cannot get back, time.
Yeah, exactly. And on your deathbed, you're not going to say, gosh, I spent too much time with my kids. What was I thinking? I really should have had more of those meetings, you know.
There's an innateness in us that wants to know, a son wants to know his dad. Even if he's not present, we want to know who our dad is. And the same thing is true, of course, is with John. He wants a relationship with his son. And I don't have any advice, but I just have counsel in that. You know, we should never give up on that relationship. And if we're a person of faith, continue to pray that relationship would be restored. And you never know. That might happen.
Exactly right. Tom, thank you. North Dakota Family Week celebration, courtesy of the North Dakota Family Alliance today on the program. For Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnan. God bless you folks, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on What's on Your Mind.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.